And welcome back to Mugs of the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Tristan Winder, glad to be with you. Rick Windham is off for today, but joining us once again is Sean Jacobs, the Warning Coordinating Meteorologist for the National Weather Service Office in North Platte. Sean, how are you this morning, my friend?
You know, I'm doing excellent. How are you doing, Tristan?
As Dave Ramsey would say, I'm doing better than what I deserve.
Better than what I deserve, exactly.
Now, Sean, we didn't have you on last week. We had one of your colleagues join us. I believe it was Bill on the air with us last week. But I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the storms that moved into the area 2 weeks ago. We did have a nice round of severe weather that moved into not only the Lincoln County area, but to the surrounding regions as well.
Yeah, we certainly did. You know, it's not uncommon for us to see severe weather and severe thunderstorms, you know, during the transition months as we transition from summer into fall. You know, the atmosphere is still unstable, and you know, we can get big storms. Typically this time of year, you know, we're not as concerned about tornadoes as we are the wind and hail, and that's certainly what
sure.
we saw, you know, like you mentioned a couple weeks ago. Just here locally in Lincoln County, we had several storms that dropped hail as large as golf balls. In fact, I was working a midnight shift, and as I was coming in, it was about 11:50 p.m., you know, I heard kind of this ominous roar and just to the north of the airport, and that was what's known as a hail roar. So a lot of hail was falling out of the storm and actually, you know, causing noise. It's kind of eerie to hear, especially, you know, at almost midnight. But yeah, lots of severe weather, and, you know, I say it all the time, severe weather season is any time in Nebraska. We get severe storms, you know, any time of the year. So,
and speaking of which, I believe last week we officially moved into a new season as well. We're officially in fall, right?
Yes, we are officially into fall. What was it, on the 21st, 22nd time frame. And, you know, we see it. Temperatures are starting, the daily high temperatures, if you're looking at the climatology, are certainly lowering. And also the nighttime lows are lowering. I was just looking today that, you know, we hit 38 degrees. This morning was our morning low here at the airport. The last time that we hit 38 degrees or cooler was back on June 2nd of this year. So it's been about 120 or so days. So yeah, definitely changes are occurring. And, you know, you're starting to see some color in the trees, which I love. You know, this time of year seeing that, and mornings are crisp, but you still have warm afternoons. It's just a great time of year.
That time of the year too, where you might still be mowing the yard, Sean, but you're mowing the yard more to pick up the leaves than you are to cut the grass.
Most definitely, you know, and thanks for the reminder, because it's been a little bit since I've mowed my lawn. But yeah, it's you know, it is. It's you know, that time of year, it's that change time of year, and leaves are starting to fall, and you know, but you're still getting, you know, some good growth on your lawn, you know, if you're watering. So yeah, I definitely need to take care of that myself.
I'm here to help, Sean. I'm here to help.
Thank you. I need all the reminders I can get.
Looking ahead to the forecast this week, Sean, what can we expect for the region?
You know, it's going to be quiet, which is the way I like it. Generally, temperatures are going to be topping out in the mid-70s to lower 80s each day over the next seven, with overnight lows in the 40s or as warm as in the lower 50s. I do think this morning was the coldest morning of the next seven. So for those that have gardens, you know, that are still trying to get, you know, a few more weeks out of the gardens, I don't believe you're going to need to cover up those gardens, you know, over the next week. Unfortunately, we're not seeing much in the way of precipitation. We need precipitation. You know, we're down quite a bit on the year. I think our next best shot comes Friday night into Saturday morning.
Okay.
But at that, it's just a slight chance. And, you know, consider yourself lucky if you do get rain. It's not going to amount to very much.
Again, Sean Jacobs, Morning Coordinating Meteorologist for the National Weather Service Office in North Platte, joins us here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. And Sean, you did mention kind of a cool start to the day today. We're into that time of the year where you might be using the car heater in the morning, and then in the afternoons you're kind of using a little bit of the AC maybe even, and maybe taking a jacket with you to work and then shedding it come mid-morning.
Most definitely, and that's one of the things, you know, I make, I'm always bringing up my daughter, you know, and She's an elementary student and an elementary school student. And this is the time of year where, you know, you got to prepare for two seasons, essentially. Just as you said, you know, you have those light jackets, and if you dress in layers, you know, that certainly helps, because you can always shed the layers.
Sure.
But you can't add them if you don't have them. And, so certainly, especially as we start moving into October, when those temperatures start dipping below 32 and, you know, even colder in the mornings, you just want to be prepared, especially for those little ones, you know, and just make sure that you're prepared for both seasons.
And Sean, you mentioned a minute ago we desperately need some moisture. It doesn't look like we have strong chances this week. Are there any sort of opportunities to get some relief for drought conditions throughout the end of this month and early next month?
You know, I'm just not seeing it. Unfortunately, we are heading into the driest time of the year, typically in North Platte, in the North Platte area. Winter is our driest season. And, you know, I've been talking with a lot of individuals that are certainly interested in the ongoing drought. And one thing that I've been saying to them is, even if we get double the moisture that we typically get during the winter months, fall and winter months, that's really not going to do that much to the ongoing drought, because we've seen such deficits in the area. So unfortunately, I'm just not seeing much. And the climate pattern that we're kind of in would favor warmer and drier conditions, at least through, you know, early winter. So similar to what we saw last winter, when fall and even into December was just abnormally warm and dry. And then we got cold after the new year. And that's kind of how we anticipate, you know, this winter is going to go. Now, I'm not saying we're not going to see, you know, snow. We're not saying we're not going to see the colder temperatures here up through Christmas time. But I think the coldest air and better chances of precipitation really going to come after the new year, which, you know, we'll take it. If we can get that right before the growing season, then that will really help for next spring.
Be able to make a difference, at least.
Sure, exactly. But yeah, just right now, I'm just not seeing much of a difference maker in the climate pattern that would really break us out of this drought, unfortunately.
Sean, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
You know, just my first love in weather was tropical meteorology.
Oh, yes.
I moved to an area that thankfully we don't have to worry about hurricanes, but, you know, you have Ian that's down there in the south of Cuba. It is forecast to become a major hurricane, and, you know, it's going to move up the west coast of Florida. Just given the angle that it's moving into the state of Florida, any slightest change in its track could make a huge difference on where people see the greatest impacts. So if you have, you know, family or friends in Florida, just make sure that they're listening to the current forecast, because, you know, this is going to be a pretty big hurricane that could bring a lot of impacts, you know, to an area. So just want to stress that.
And it's a good reminder for all of us, too, even though we're not in the threat of this current hurricane. Like you said earlier, Sean, severe weather can and will happen at any point here in the great state of Nebraska. It's always severe weather season here in Nebraska. So it's a good reminder for us here in Nebraska to be prepared as well for any tornadic activity, severe thunderstorms, and, of course, for those blizzards that we can often get as well.
You better believe it. In fact, some of our more significant tornadoes in the last, you know, 20 years or so, there was an Oconto tornado back around Halloween, but about 20, 25 years ago. But that was a significant tornado. That was not, you know, landslide or one of the weaker tornadoes. It was a significant tornado. So it's always good to be, you know, just be prepared and pay attention to those forecasts.
Absolutely. Sean, as always, appreciate the time, my friend. Look forward to having you on again in the future.
You betcha. Appreciate being here. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sean. Good to talk to you as always.
You betcha.
Sean Jacobs, warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service Office in North Platte.